Coming up next, I spoke to Jasmine Forte last Friday. That was such a privilege. It was such a gorgeous chat, and you can find out just how gorgeous because I am going to play it now. We spoke about some crazy things about process and working with Boy Genius on the writing and production of that album, and obviously releasing under Saddest Factory Records. I began by asking her about what the reception to the album has been like thus far for the past 2 weeks.
I mean, it's been incredible. I've had so many, like, amazing reviews, and, like, you know, been on radio shows around the world and stuff like this, which is crazy. But I think the best thing for me has just been how I've had so many wonderful members of the queer and trans communities, like, coming into my DMs and just, like, telling me how much my music has meant to them. That's just been so beautiful. And, like, yeah, I was just saying just, like, how this record is kind of accidentally a record about queer hope. And I wrote it at, like, a very dark time in my life. But obviously now, having recorded it with Phoebe Bridges and Lucy Dacus and Julian Baker in LA and releasing it to, like, critical acclaim, which is wild, it is just, like, this really hopeful story. And I think, you know, when I was writing the songs, that wasn't something that I was really doing consciously, but just I was writing about the things I was experiencing, and some of those things were just like the beautiful moments of being rescued essentially by the queer community. So it's really lovely to be able to put this out there and for it to really resonate in this hopeful way with other people who are going through what I went through.
Yeah, of course, because obviously there's kind of this duality throughout the album, like there's themes of love and friendship, but also speaks to a more darker period of your life. And I guess talking about the latter part of that, what was the recording experience like for you? Was that particularly difficult, or did you find it was a healing process for you? Or
it was incredibly healing. It was so fun. I love music, obviously, and just like being able to spend 2 weeks at Sound City Studio with Phoebe Bridges, Lucy Dacus, and Julian Baker producing my record with like a bunch of trans girls that I've brought with me from Manchester. It was just like, how could you ever ask for more? It was just so magical. And that said, like, it was like a tough time emotionally as well for me. Like, I was going through divorce and some other stuff, and like I just felt really held by the boys and the girls, and it was such a caring environment. There was this one song, New Shoes, that was really difficult for me. That was about the relationship that became my marriage, and I wrote it very early in that relationship. And it's kind of about like how I was very sick at the time. I'm disabled. I have ME, which is also known as chronic fatigue syndrome. And it was a song about how that was like, how I was struggling with that, and also like still wanting to go ahead and like forge a family in this like shaky circumstance with this person who maybe wasn't so certain. Then like, coming out of that relationship and processing the divorce and going through what I was going through, everything that happened after I transitioned, you know, I was homeless for a period, and it was just, yeah, like I said, a really dark time for me. Making this record, Lucy really wanted to re-record that song. I was pretty against it at first because it would have just been too much for me, I think. But it kind of grew on me because I think that even though the song was originally written about that relationship, the emotions can stay the same and stay authentic. But like, I felt like I could instead sing it about like wanting to forge my new chosen family in spite of everything that I was going through at that point in my life. And so that's what I tried to do but I just kept thinking about the dog that I had lost in the divorce, and it just really broke my heart in the vocal booth when I was trying to do takes. And at the end of like the final take, I just completely broke down, and the boys came in and held me, and my bandmates came in and comforted me. And we left that little bit of audio in there just because we felt like it really represents that sort of safety of that environment that we had created. And you know, I think being safe to experience grief is like such an important part of healing, and I think, you know, that's an important thing to get through to reach this like hopeful ending that I feel like I've now reached, you know.
No, I was going to ask about the end of New Shoes. It's such a gorgeous song, and I love that you said it about this feeling of safety, and it's so, you can hear it at the very end, and it's so fitting. Obviously, you've released under Satisfactory Records, such a cool group of people that you've been working with. Obviously with Phoebe Bridgers and Lucy Dacus, like, oh, so an incredible lineup. And are there any particular stories from that recording process that has stuck out to you working with those people in particular?
Oh my goodness, so many. I mean, where to begin? Like when we arrived, it was just like me and Phoenix. Phoenix is my bandmate and collaborator and absolute goddess diva from Manchester.
Yes, mama.
And we met at this Alex G show in Manchester and like got chatting.
Oh,
and,
look.
I was like, oh, you should come and she's like an incredible composer, classical composer. And I was like, oh, you should just come play violin in my band and, I don't know, maybe come to LA and record. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, so is that her on Highfield?
Exactly. She's playing the harpsichord. She's playing the violin. She did all the arrangements for the trans chorus of LA. But yeah, like when we arrived there, like both like so exhausted. But then we got shown around the studio by the members of Boy Genius, which is just like obviously a dream come true. And we were both like really emotional and excited. And there was just like this bit where we were walking around the echo chamber, which is like this concrete room where they create like the reverb, basically. They have the speakers and the microphones in there to create natural reverbs. And we were like testing out the acoustics in there by singing one of my songs. And that was just like, yeah, such a beautiful welcome to see that, like, you know, these incredible musicians knew my songs well enough to like sing spontaneous three-part harmony.
Oh my gosh.
It was just like so cool. And honestly, yeah, just seeing them all work together in this very enmeshed hive mind way was just so cool. Like, they're obviously such good friends and they've worked together so much and so intensively that they have like this routine, and they're very like efficient about it, but they give each part of the routine its time. One of the parts of the routine is Julian's tone quest of like picking a guitar, picking amplifiers, picking pedals. And that's just something that I don't really have that much of a mind for. But Julian info dumping about all of the pedals was just so much fun, and taught me a lot. So that was, yeah, definitely a big standout. I mean, just like having Julian Baker's guitar solos on my songs.
Like, so insane.
And like, getting to play guitar with Julian Baker, getting to play banjo with Julian Baker, just all of my dreams coming true, really. I think probably the most emotional moment was when the trans chorus of Los Angeles came in on the final day of recording, and we like filled Studio A's live room. That's like the massive iconic live room at Sound City Studios. It was just completely full of trans people, and just like having this like very iconic historic room just filled with trans people singing about discovering their identity, and just like, such a magical sound. And we all just like really felt the importance of that, especially against the world, the political backdrop that we're like creating and releasing this music again. It's like, it's a lot, you know? And so then just, I remember turning to Lucy and she had tears in her eyes. It was like, we all felt the weight of that moment, you know?
I can't believe the recording process of the entire album sounds and feels so surreal, and I think it really shows on the end product of your album. And I think, obviously, it's quite distinct from your first EP that you released in 2019. So do you think that, obviously, is because of, like, the recording process and the collaborators you've worked with and just all of the experiences you've been through? Or was there anything else that has kind of...
I mean, I see it very, like, very much the same thread of songwriting. I think since... coming out, since transitioning, I have been a lot more expressive with my writing. I felt less repressed, I suppose, because I'm not repressing myself. So I feel more able to, you know, accept my feelings and really grasp them and try to capture them and capture those experiences. And my songwriting has progressed since then, but I definitely see these songs as part of, you know, the same thread, but the production is very different, and obviously that's thanks to the boys. I don't think I could have, like I said, with like with Julian's guitar tones, and like also just like the process. Like for example, Phoebe always records the guitar, like an acoustic guitar first, and then. The second thing, this is nuts, that she will record, or like anyone will record when Phoebe is in charge, is like the final lead vocal, which is like so wild. Just like trying to sing the final lead vocal over just an acoustic guitar, like makes no sense to me.
So because, you wouldn't re-record it after. So you like one and done.
You get it done, and then you fit everything else around that. Which I think is such an interesting way to do it, right? Because like then you're letting that take, that like performance, define the essence of the song, which kind of makes sense because like maybe you would do it differently over the top of everything else. You definitely would do it differently over the top of everything else. But I think what's really beautiful is that it then captures like this authenticity in the performance, this softness in the performance that you don't really get if you're singing over like a full band with drums. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I think I'm with her on that one. I love the kind of rawness that can come from, you know, like recording lives. And I love it when you can like hear someone breathe or someone struggle, or, you know, like you can really hear all of the kind of layers that come through. And I feel like that's definitely what's ended up on the end product of your album.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And like, yeah, me and Phoebe are both huge Elliot Smith fans, and they were like,
yes, we were like, such an Elliot Smith fan.
Elliot trick, oh good. And like, we were like, oh, we need to do this Elliot Smith trick, we need to do that Elliot Smith trick, you know, like for example, you know, at the end of my song Elephant,
there's
this drum beat that like goes cat 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 and cat and cat 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 underneath like the like second half of the guitar solo as like the climax of the song. And that's a direct rip of the end of Christian Brothers, which is a song self-titled.
The
climax of that song, that same drum beat comes in, and yeah, me and Phoebe were just both like in the studio, like we were talking about the drum part, and we were like, okay, no, the Christian Brothers thing needs to happen now. And we like knew exactly what we were talking about, you know.
Look at this song for you, the elephant is in the room when I'm by myself, it's just the wall. Okay.
safe from words we say. By my side.
Elephant by Jeff.